question of career funding. In terms of, it's such a boring word, but as a journalist, it's quite an interesting subject, would be procurement. Mm-hmm. Because I can give you a government example. In the Cabinet Office, each laptop and their regular Dell laptops, they cost around £12,000. So they buy an off-the-shelf laptop, but they have to buy it through a licensed contractor. It has to have particular encryption software on it. And by the time that they, you know, you could go to Currys and buy it yourself for 350, 400 quid, there are so many issues, you know, from just one point of departure, there's quite a few kind of issues that you could pull out of it. So I think that would be a good kind of story.
Yeah. I think if students actually paying £9,000 a year was an interesting one, because I had a student a couple of years ago who tried to find out where that money went, and there's been ongoing battles between the universities it would be Business Information and Skills is the part of the government that deals with universities. It's not the Department for Education. And they've been trying to kind of say where people's money goes, but universities are very resistant to publish that information. And so far, no, I don't think anyone's succeeded in getting it through Freedom of Information requests. We'll come on to exemptions later, but certainly simple things like how many computers have you got, how much did it cost, how many have you bought over the last few years.
Yeah. Sorry, would you recommend going to someone higher than the university then and saying, how do you justify only having this money in this department, and then making a story out of that?
Yeah.
Then just having the bare data.
Yeah, I mean, one strength of FOI is that your information is always correct, or theoretically. We've had problems before where we've actually had data that we've processed and we've realised it's incorrect. But that's really the government's fault. You still have to go through, journalistically, you still have to be very careful of your kind of right to reply process, because you can't misinterpret that data. So you'd have to put it to them, do the processing, work out what you want to say to them, and then go through your normal kind of legal. Your FOI doesn't exempt you from your kind of normal journalistic process.
So, yeah, I mean, if they say that's wrong, then they're basically saying their own organisation either is wrong and has got the wrong information, or they're lying, I guess, would be the other possibility. So, you know, you'd have to say, OK, well, if it's wrong, then give me the correct data. What is wrong? This is from your own organisation. And that might be a story in itself, and you probably will have a number of different stories, you know, the initial denial or, you know, we don't know kind of story. Someone did an FY request to Ofsted for how many of their inspectors were former teachers. So in other words, how many of them actually knew about schools that they were inspecting? And Ofsted said, we don't know, we don't store that information. And the story that they ran about that was Ofsted does not know how many of its inspectors were teachers or head teachers. So the lack of data can be a story. But, yeah, you would get the information and then try to get some sort of explanation. Yeah.
Thanks.
All right. So I'll go. We'll come back to some more ideas, and I'll go after I've gone through the practicalities. So Freedom of Information, thanks to an organisation called My Society, is extremely easy to submit an FOI request. You search for the organisation that is likely to answer your request, you make the request and you send it, or you search for an existing request. So My Society created a site called What Do They Know, which is whatdoveyknow.com. The last time I did a screenshot, which was a few weeks ago, so quite recently, they have almost 16,000 authorities listed. Some authorities are not on the site. So, for example, every single GP surgery is subject to the Freedom of Information Act. But that would add so many extra bodies to this website that they're not listed. I don't know if individual schools, I don't think schools are listed. So again, every single school is subject to the FOI Act, but they're not listed on this site. But larger bodies, so every police force, every local council, every clinical commissioning group, which is a collection of GP surgeries, every university, these are all on the site. And you can search all of the requests that people have made using the site. So as you can see, there are about 240,000 requests that you can search through. These are not all the FOI requests that have ever been made. So people, you can make an FOI request without using this site. You can send an email directly to the organisation. About 10% of FOI requests are made using this site. But that big sample allows you to look at other FOI requests and get an idea of how to phrase your own, or even get an idea of what request to make in the first place. So you could just look at Birmingham Conservatoire or the University of Birmingham and browse through the 109 requests made to the University of Birmingham and see if there are any ideas there for requests that you could make to other universities, or requests that were made 4 years ago and you could update. So you search, first of all, and then, once you've decided what request you want to make, you click on Make Your Own Request, and you start to type it. Or you copy and paste one that you found elsewhere. Now you'll notice, when you go to a particular body, so say you wanted some environmental information, you wanted to know how much pollution was being generated in every city in the UK, for example, and you think that this body may have it, then you can either make it through the site, but you can also, on the right, you can look at the FOI email address for that organisation. So if you didn't want your FOI request to be published on this site, then you could just use the email to send it directly, which many journalists prefer because they don't want to kind of tip off rivals or whatever. The one advantage of doing it publicly is that it allows other people to collaborate with you more easily to find out that you're interested in the same area. So it's kind of a judgment call, it's a trade-off.
Once you've made your request, Paul, can you add your, and got your information, can you add the request retrospectively to the site?
Oh, you mean once you've got the... No, that's a really good point, actually. You can't kind of upload a response to the site if you haven't made it through the site. Mm. But that would be a really good feature for them to add, actually. I guess the difficulty they would have would be verifying that was the case, that the information that you had provided had come from that agency. So that's how you make a request. When you start typing your request and you type a summary of it, it will suggest related requests. This is a really nice feature. So if you're interested in library fines, which is a good, simple story, how many students have been fined for, a late return of books? How many students have been prevented from graduating because of library fines? Then as you type this, it will bring up related requests, and you can click on those and see how other people have phrased those requests. So here's just one to the University of Leeds. Nice and specific. I would just copy that, change University of Leeds to Birmingham City University, Coventry University, Wolverhampton University, and send it to those. And change the dates, obviously, because this was a few years ago. But you don't necessarily need to write it from scratch. You know, learn from other people. Then you preview it, and then you send it. And that's it. Okay. It's a good idea to look for as many examples as possible to give you lots of ideas. So I have a Google Alert set up, which if you go to Google Alerts, I won't tell you how you can find Google Alerts because it's going to be pretty obvious. So you search for Google Alerts, you find Google Alerts, and you set up, you ask for it to alert you every time Google News has a news story that mentions freedom of information. So I've got that set up, and I'll be alerted every day to news stories that have used or mentioned the freedom of information requests. David Higgerson is a journalist who does a regular post on his blog every Friday called FOI Friday, which is a selection of the best FOI stories from around local newspapers. Matt Burgess, who used to work on They Work For You, now works for a magazine, still runs FOI Directory, which again collects stories based on FOI. It also has a directory of email addresses for FOI, for bodies that are covered by FOI around the country. So when we wanted to send an FOI request to every clinical commissioning group, he had a directory of all those email addresses. In fact, you and Matt compiled it, didn't you?
We did, yeah. That was a long job. Like, had to find a lot of email addresses for that.
Yeah, so that was... well, do you want to describe, do you want to explain that, yeah? What happened there?
So with FOI, one consideration... I mean, I do a lot of data work, kind of data journalism. Now, you might want to go to one public body, but the information that you want might not be centralised. So let's say you wanted to do a story about how much different councils make in parking fines. You can't go to a central government department. You need to go to each council in turn. So the way that you do that is, and Matt has an amazing selection of them on his site, is you need essentially mailing lists. So you might find a mailing list for every FOI unit in every council throughout the UK. And then you send out a mass of emails, and you get the data back, and then you collate it onto one spreadsheet. So you're actually building a data set through a kind of mass FOI. So it's quite a handy approach. You don't want to think about just FOIing one person and getting the information back, but you might have to go to several and then kind of combine all their results to build a story.
And what had happened here is that the health system was reorganised in the UK, and these new bodies, clinical commissioning groups, were created, about 226, for some reason, sticks in my head. And Health Service Journal, which is a magazine that covers the health sector, they wanted a list of these email addresses for these new bodies to send FOI requests. So they asked Help Me Investigate, and Matt and Tom worked to put that list together. And what do they know? Search What Do They Know? And you were saying about using Google to search What Do They Know, weren't you?
Yeah, I tend to use one. I mean, Paul mentioned that one of the really great things about What Do They Know is there are so many FOI responses in one place. So when we start doing an investigation, very often I'll go to What Do They Know and I'll use Google, and I might search. It's called a Google search operator. Essentially, you'll do a site search.
I'll hold that.
So you do a site search of whatdotheyknow.com, which Paul will show you. So this is called an advanced search operator within Google, and that tells Google, send me all the results for whatdotheyknow.com. And then let's say we want to know about the Metropolitan Police's riot squad. Or we could use territorial support group. Thinking about it, because it's very good to use organisations' own language when you do FOI requests. And then you get a list of FOIs about the Met's riot squad. And then you can add another word to that. You can add taser to the end of it, because they're qualified to carry tasers. And there you go. There's everything about the Metropolitan Police's riot squad and how they use tasers. And that takes you about 25 seconds. But when you scroll through that, there's a series of things, you know, that may be of interest to you. So
it's a bit scary to see them autism training.
Yeah, that one's really interesting, because essentially they don't train people who hold tasers to recognise people with different kinds of... either mental health concerns or anything like that, from a range of things, from, kind of mental illness to autism, any issue like that. The training is voluntary. So you have all of these guys running around with tasers who may not be able to recognise somebody who's in a psychotic state. And that, to me, is quite problematic.
Also, just sort of mentioning on the point, I've got Asperger's, which is sort of a form of autism. So would that sort of class into the links between just sort of autism training in many, many respects?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's something that, as a taxpayer, I would want my police to know about. Mm. You know, I mean, we know that occasionally the police have been known to make the odd mistake. I would like that training to be compulsory. I'd imagine that as a taxpayer, that's what you want. And
because it's sort of one of the things with sort of freedom of information with disabilities is that we don't, some of the information we don't usually sort of see in the mainstream is sort of shrouded in sort of online links.
Yeah.
I think, I mean, this is a really good example of, if you look at what they've requested, the first thing is data. So, you know, how many times, you'd probably actually, rather than saying over 5 years, is how much per year or per month. But then the second one is again, I would ask how many staff have received training and how many staff have you got in total, so you've got a proportion. But lower down, you're starting to get to things that are about documentation. So you might say, can I have a copy of, there you go, a copy of the policy and procedures. You might want a copy of the training documents itself or correspondence between the police that mentions autism. That's one thing you can do, is you can mention all correspondence mentioning a particular word or mentioning a particular case. So using Google searches like that is quite a good alternative way to finding ideas, examples, background information. One thing we haven't really mentioned so far is which organisation to ask for the information. Sometimes it's obvious, like a university whose equipment you're interested in, or a police force who makes arrests or records reports. Other times it's not always so clear, and it's always worth phoning up the FOI officer, if you Google FOI officer or find a contact for the FOI department and just ask, do you hold this information? Who should we ask for this information? So it might be, for example, I mean, crime is one area where, for example, as soon as someone is charged, it passes from police to the justice system. So then you're involved in courts, you're involved in the Ministry of Justice rather than the Home Office. You've got lawyers and so on and so forth. So that information is stored by a different organisation. And obviously, the more you do it and the more you find out, the more you will find out about how systems work. The other thing you can do on What Do They Know is you can follow requests. So if you do a search, rather than having to keep coming back and check for new results, you can click follow, and as long as you're signed in, it will send you emails whenever there's a new request or a reply to existing requests. So if you find a request that's been made and is still in progress, you can follow that request or that person or that search, and you will get an alert when there's a new response. You can also put comments on FOI requests. So you can offer advice or support or help or ask for them to contact you. And you can follow authorities. So I could follow, for example, any FOI requests made to West Midlands Police. I could follow a particular individual. I could follow Pauline if she's always making really nice tiger-like requests. Or I could just search for any mention of Taser. Yeah, the comment, if you post a comment, then that person should be alerted to it. I don't think you can contact people directly. You don't have anyone's contact details and there's no way to message. So a comment on an FOI request would be a way to contact that person. And it might not work, they might not reply. But for the authorities, obviously you'd go to the FOI email and contact them that way. Oh, and the other thing is disclosure logs. So What Do They Know has 10% of FOI requests broadly, but many public bodies publish FOI requests themselves as well. Some of them will publish all requests. Some of them will only publish successful ones, ones that they've responded to. And you literally do just search for the phrase disclosure log and whoever it is you're interested in. So let's see if one of the universities here has one. I bet they don't. No, that's Birmingham Council. Let's just try a university. So there you go, Staffordshire University, bless them, do have a disclosure log. So none received. There you go, in November. There you go, ITV server storage and maintenance support contracts. And amount paid to Elsevier for academic journals. That's quite a good one. That'd be a good one to do to a few of us. Membership fees to the CBI. Outsourcing of IT. IT a recurring issue here, clearly.
This is a really high standard of
FOI. These are great, aren't they? Yeah. So there you go. See, you know, and sometimes they will publish the documents that are their responses as well. Sometimes you would have to go to, for example, this university and say, you had an FOI request on this particular date. Can I please have a copy of the response? So if someone's made an FOI request, you are perfectly entitled to ask for a copy of that. And often it will have ID references and things like that. So there's one for West Midlands Police. Homophobic hate crime. That's a really good one, actually. Match costs. So again, we've got football. Shoplifting. It's not just bodies themselves as well. Regulators. So we've got Ofwat regulating water supplies. We've got Ofgem regulating energy. You've got a number of bodies regulating health, including Monitor. Education, you've got Ofsted. Sport, you've got regulators. Gambling, all sorts of industries. Often a good way to get information on that. So if you're interested in academic research, the BBC is subject to FOI for a start, the Department of Culture, Media and Sport, arts funding organisations. So if you want information on how money is spent, what people actually do in those areas, then those are good organisations to use with FOI requests. There is actually a guide to using FOI for researchers, which I know of. If anyone wants to know about that, I can try and call that up. Local government, so Birmingham City Council in this case, are responsible for roads, most schools, but not academies and free schools and things like that, which are regulated by or responsible to the Department for Education. Housing, so housing benefit, but not other types of welfare. Environmental issues often as well. Central government is responsible for other parts of welfare, justice, some parts of health, and so on. So it's finding out kind of who's responsible sometimes. So some more examples, great ideas. You know, how many council houses have been sold through the right to buy scheme? At one point, I looked into this data myself, at one point Coventry had no social housing at all. It literally went down to zero, and then they started buying housing again, but very little compared to what they had in the 80s. Clinical commissioning groups I've mentioned already, they are the kind of main port of call for local health. They represent groups of, like I said, GP surgeries and control spending with hospitals as well. There are about four or five in Birmingham. There's Birmingham North, Birmingham South and Central, I think, and a couple of others. Police forces we've mentioned. And this looks like I'm repeating myself. Another good idea, how many mentally ill children are put behind bars? This, in fact, very topical at the moment. This was earlier this year, but you're probably aware of the quite senior police officer who went public saying on Twitter, I believe, that they had someone with mental health issues that they were having to keep in the police station, keep in a cell, because there was not a single bed in the whole of the country for the NHS to take this person with mental health issues. And through Twitter, apparently, I heard this secondhand, so my wife keeps me up to date with all the news, you see. Through Twitter, someone actually told him where a bed was available, and this person was able to be placed. But as long ago as January, this was being reported as an issue through FOI. How many people have been locked up because there was no doctor, no bed for them to go? How many staff are off sick due to stress? I did this in, I didn't use FOI for it actually, but I looked at similar data, sickness data in Scotland, and ambulance drivers had the highest sickness rate, very significantly high sickness rate in Scotland.
Staff.
Yeah, it was in people who worked in the ambulance service. So you had things like schools, ambulance service, different public bodies and their rates of sickness. Compensation and how much of it goes to lawyers. That was a really good one in the Mirror. So how much compensation has been paid and how much of that went to the law firm. Online bullying, so this is police. How many people have been charged with a criminal offence or had a caution or been fined or been investigated over online abuse? And they've requested this for a number of years so they can say whether it's gone up or gone down. And they've talked about children and adults as well. How many were children, how many were adults? What's interesting about this is 18 police forces were unable to provide data. So, and this happens quite often. You might ask the same question to a whole bunch of organisations. Some say, yeah, fine. Others say, no, it's exempt. Others say, no, we can't give you, it's going to be too expensive or whatever. And I'll come on to that. The Metropolitan Police had the highest figure. Yes, they will, because the Metropolitan Police is an enormous police force. And that's a bit of bad journalism, really, because it's like Birmingham. Birmingham will always have the most of anything because it is twice as big as the second biggest council, pretty much. It's the biggest local authority in Europe. So it's not going to be news that it has more crimes, more whatever. So Metropolitan Police will, but per capita or per officer did it. That would be the more interesting figure. So that takes us on to exemptions. Some people will say no. The most simple exemption is cost, or really time. If you make a request, someone can say no if it will take more than 18 hours for local bodies and more than 24 hours for central government. So if you're requesting from Birmingham Council, it's 18 hours. If you're requesting from the Department for Work and Pensions, then it would be 24 hours. And there's a per-hour cost attached to that. But they cannot charge you for certain things. They cannot charge for redacting information. That is not included in the hour limit. They cannot charge for... is it finding? It's
don't know with locating because I think when it's in archives they can do it if they have to go through paper kind of physical records.
Yeah, there are certain things that are not included in that time limit, but that's kind of a basic one. Now, what you might get when you make an FOI request, and a number of my students have had this and kind of been really shaken by it and kind of worried about it, is you might have an automatic response when you send your request that says, under certain circumstances, we might charge. Don't worry about that. It's just boilerplate stuff. They won't charge you without you agreeing to it. And I've actually never heard of anyone being asked to pay, because an authority would rather not give it you at all than give you the option to pay, really. Have you ever heard of anyone actually being asked for money?
I've never heard of it. My understanding is that it's for photocopying. And some of them set a rate, a penny a sheet or something, if you have a massive document. But right. I've never heard of it happen. So
it is just kind of general. This is just an automatic response, okay? If it is over 18 hours or 24 hours, they will come back to you and say, it's over this. And like I said, invariably they will say, therefore we cannot fulfil this request. I've never heard of anyone actually coming back and saying, therefore we will charge you this amount if you wish to proceed. But they will not invoice you or charge you any money unless you actually agree to that at that point, okay? So here's a good example about Buckfast. How many crimes mention Buckfast? It was mentioned in 5,600. This is a very infamous highly alcoholic drink that's popular in Scotland, with some people in Scotland.